The Parent Report with Joanne Wilson.
Keeping our adorable little ghosts and goblins safe this Halloween. Next on The Parent Report. Hi, I'm Joanne Wilson with The Parent Report. Well, tonight's the big night when our children don their costumes and head out for a night of trick-or-treating. But those same costumes, without a few precautions, can pose hazards, explains Pamela Fuseli, Executive Director of Safe Kids Canada.
Costumes for younger children should use makeup versus a mask, especially because of, you know, their ability to see out of the mask. Sometimes it blocks their vision. Costumes with strings or long flowing capes and things like that are tripping hazards or strangulation hazards. So make sure that the child can walk and that any strings or ropes on their costumes are not around their neck.
And Pamela has a few ideas on when it's safe for kids to trick-or-treat on their own with friends.
It's generally around the age of 9 that they acquire the skills to deal with all of the information that they need to when they are crossing the street and dealing with cars and traffic.
Tomorrow, a few furnace safety tips. And for more, check us out at theparentreport.com or on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Joanne Wilson.